Joining us to talk about the week-ending activities in the markets and the latest news on your money is Mark Myers of Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. It's actually kind of a quiet Friday out there, especially after yesterday. The markets were down a little bit. I say the Dow was down about 90 points. But we did get some good economic numbers on home sales. Sales of previously owned properties grew last month to the highest level we've seen in more than 3 years as more people put their properties up for sales. And that's a good sign in an improving housing market. We saw sales were up 10% above the same month a year ago. That's the 20th straight month of year-over-year gains we've seen. And the median price of homes sold in February was about $173,000. That's up 11% from a year ago. So that is very good news for the housing market. Now, as far as individual companies we're watching out there this morning, we heard from Tiffany's, which is the world's second largest jewelry retailer. They reported earnings of $1.40 a share, and analysts were looking for only $1.36 a share. Revenue was up about 4%. That stock is up this morning. Now, we're also looking at Nike. This stock is up about 8% this morning. They reported a quarterly profit that handily beat Wall Street expectations and said future demand for its apparel and shoes rose. They reported earnings of 73 cents a share, and analysts were looking for only 67 cents a share in profit. Revenue improved about 9%. Now, we also heard from Darden Restaurants this morning. Their quarterly net income dropped about 18%. Now, Darden Restaurants is the company that owns Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and Longhorn Steakhouse restaurants. But they did beat on the earnings. They reported $1.02 a share in earnings, and analysts expected about $1.01 a share in earnings, and revenue was up about 5%. Now, another company, this is a very interesting story, Lululemon. If some people have not heard about that, this is a very, very fast-growing company that makes exercise attire and yoga wear. This company reported earnings, net income rose about 49%. They reported earnings of 75 cents a share, and analysts were looking for only 74 cents a share. So they did beat on the earnings, and revenue rose 31%. That's how fast this company is growing. But this stock has taken a major hit this week, and that is because they have the stretchy pants that are very, very popular in their stores. And they sell them online, and a lot of people are ordering these things online like crazy. But they come to find out these stretchy pants are just a little too transparent. And a lot of people end up seeing through these things. And the CEO of Lululemon came out yesterday, and he said the only way to test for the problem to see if your pants are defective and are too transparent is to bend over and have someone look behind you to see if they can see through them. And if they can, you are more than welcome to send them back to the store for a full refund. Now, I could not make that up. But anyway, it looks like the markets will open up this morning about 30 points to the positive side.
Mark, I believe you'd have to have somebody you could trust to tell you the truth. If that person's a joker, you could be in a problem.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Mark Myers of Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can call Mark for information on the services they provide at Stern Agee & Leach, or ask him a question. It's very easy to do. The number is 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email him at mmyers@sternagee.com.